schoolyards with trees and natural areas create numerous benefits for kids and entire communities, according to a new report. Public schools cover about 2 million acres of land in the U.S., yet more than 1 in 3 students in Colorado and across the nation attend schools considered to be heat islands. Lois Brink is a landscape architect and CU Denver professor who recalls having an aha moment when she visited her kids' elementary school playground, which she describes as scorched earth.
It was a giant dirt play field that had 50-year-old play equipment, and that was it. And the only place on the campus that had grass was the front of the school where the kids can't go.
Brink has since helped transform nearly 100 elementary school grounds across Denver into learning landscapes. She put her graduate students to work and raised money to create vegetable gardens to help improve kids' nutrition and socialization skills. They installed age-appropriate play equipment, built ecological zones for environmental studies, and carved out spaces for kids to create art. Priya Cook with the Children and Nature Network says school grounds can improve kids' well-being, development, learning, and social cohesion, and also advance environmental justice. She notes the lack of trees and other vegetation in schoolyards tends to be most common in lower-income areas and Black and brown neighborhoods.
There's a legacy of, you know, racist policies and redlining that has meant that there are groups of people who have had the benefits and the experience of that connection to nature in their public spaces less than others.
The report links green schoolyards to better academic outcomes. They improve school attendance, which brings more money into cash-strapped districts. Green spaces help absorb climate pollution and improve overall community health and public safety. They also create $3 in economic benefits for every $1 invested. The story was produced with original reporting from Claire Elise Thompson for Grist.
Eric Galatis reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.